County Emergency Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday night net. Your net control station this evening is KA8RLC. My name is Cal, and I am located in Gahanna. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County AOES business and discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be on November 20th. That'll be Wednesday, November 20th. And we hold this at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KA8RLC. Hearing nothing, I will now take check-ins from any stations having announcements, bulletins, or other business for this evening's net. Please call KA8RLC.
Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo. Kevin?
Kilo Bravo 2, Kilo Alpha Charlie, KB2, KAC, Kristen.
Okay, we've got KB8IIB, Kevin, and KB2KAC, Kristen. Any other stations with announcements or bulletins for this evening's net, please call. Hearing none, we will now start taking check-ins. We'll divide Franklin County up into four quadrants using I-70 and I-71 as our dividers. Therefore, we'll start with the northeast quadrant. That will be north of I-70 and east of I-71. Anyone in that quadrant, please call KA8RLC.
RLC, this is KD8YFW, Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
KD8MDN, Mike Victor November, Terry.
Kilo Charlie 8, Oscar Foxtrot, Oscar Dave.
Net standby. I got KD8YFW Terry, KD8RTP John, NATBC John, KC8OFO Dave, and suffix of NVN. You were garbled a little bit on your first part. Can you repeat your full call and name, please?
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Victor November, Terry.
Very good. I thought that's what it was, but I just did it official for the net. KE8MVN Terry. Any other stations, northeast quadrant, please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Papa Hotel Golf. The name is Richard.
KD8PHD Richard, have you? We'll now journey to the southeast quadrant. So we are now south of I-70 and still east of I-71. Southeast quadrant, please call.
K
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
W3CAN, Whiskey 3, Charlie Alpha November, Jim.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
Okay, net standby. I have KB8YVI, Phil. W3CAN Jim and AB8MW Mike. Any other stations, Southeast Quadrant, please call. Okay, hearing nothing, we'll move to the Southwest Quadrant. And once again, this is KA8RLC, and this is the Wednesday night Franklin County ARES Weekly Net. Anyone in the southwest, south of I-70 and west of I-71, please call.
Hello, Bravo 8 Yankee, Mike November, KB8YMN, Mark.
NAYMT Mobile.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Okay, we have KB8YMN Mark, N8YMT with the name of Mobile, W8RWR Bob, and KD8WQY Denny.
Oscar Victor Papa Mobile.
Kilo Delta 8 Hotel Victor X-Ray KD8 HVX Jim.
November 8 Sierra Echo Yankee N8SEY Sierra.
Okay, we'll add K8OVP Frank, KD8HVX Jim, and N8SEY Sharon. One last call, Southwest Quadrant.
Cal, I only said that because I was literally on 71 to 270, so I can pick a side. Anyway, I think.
Very good, Jay. Hearing nothing else in the Southwest Quadrant, we'll go to the Northwest. Anyone in the Northwest Quadrant, we're now north of I-70, west of I-71. Please call K8RLC.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo, Uniform, Bruce.
Kilo, Echo 8, Alpha, November, Whiskey, Brian.
Alpha, Delta 8, Charlie, Mike, Marcel.
Kilo, Juliet 8, Alpha, Mike, KG8AM. Kevin.
Okay, in the Northwest Quadrant so far we have K6HRU Bruce, KE8ANW Brian, 88CM Marcel, and KJ8AM Kevin. Anyone else, Northwest Quadrant, please call.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, W8RV, Ken.
Okay, again, we have N8VJF Mark and W8RV Ken. One last call in Northwest Quadrant. Okay, we'll now take check-ins from any stations inside or outside Franklin County. Anyone else that's listening in that would like to check in tonight and hasn't already done so, please call now. This is K8RLC.
Whiskey Alpha Romeo W8CAR Gregory, Delaware County.
Shoot.
W-A-T-A-R, Greg, I've got you down. Anyone else needing to check in this evening, please call K-8-R-L-C. Okay, with the resounding sounds of silence there, we'll go back to announcements, starting with Kevin, KD8IIB. The mic is yours, sir.
Okay, thanks, Cal. Just my usual reminder of the upcoming Wednesday night net control operators. Next week, on October 30th, W3CAN. November 6th, KB2KAC, the other half. November 13th, N8VJF. November 20th, as has been mentioned, is the in-person, and November 27th, KE8ANW. With that, we'll turn it back to Ned. KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. Kristen, I guess it's your turn. KB2KAC, it's all yours now.
Thank you kindly, Cal. So this upcoming Saturday, October 26th, is the Grandview Pumpkin Run. The Tiny Tots race starts at 8:30, and then the 5K starts at 9. I need about 5 hams to help out with that event. Be on-site about 8:15, be done by noon. It's a pretty low-key event. So anybody who is willing to help, please call KB2KAC.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, I hope you have me on the list.
I do have you down, Marcel.
KB2KAC, this is Sharon, N8SEY.
And Frank.
And Frank, K8OPV, and we will both be delighted to help.
Thank you kindly, Sharon and Frank. Excellent, excellent. Two more, if at all possible.
This is Sharon, N8SEY. I'd like to volunteer Gail. WKD as net control.
Sharon, could you repeat that for me?
Together on Kilo Whiskey Golf, Gail, W8KWG, our error. But I think she is, I'm almost certain she wants to be in that control.
Excellent. I will get her down and I'll shoot her an email later on tonight making sure that she is good with that. Thanks, guys. All right, Cal, back to you. KB2KAC.
Very good, Kristen. Thank you much. One other event that's still somewhat up in the air is the Light the Night for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That's Friday night. This Friday night, the 25th. It's 4:30 to about 8 o'clock down at McPherson Commons, also called Arch Park there in the Arena District. I've got a couple names now. I've been trying to make contact with the people at Leukemia and Lymphoma, but have not had great success on getting a call back. So I'm waiting, hopefully, for a call back tomorrow. With that, I'll probably send an emergency email blast out saying help. So, but if there's anybody else who would like to, at this point in time, say they can help, please do. RTP and Denny, I have you both down at this point.
D3CAN RLC, yeah, you can go ahead and mark me as available as well as KAC.
And N8VJF, I'm available but would not be available till about 6:30 p.m. because of a work schedule.
NAPBC. Got that, and also noted.
NAPBC.
Anyone else out there that can help Friday night, please call.
NAPBC.
Kilo 8, I'm Oscar Victor Papa, Frank can do.
Okay, John, got you, NAPBC, and Frank and Sharon have you both down. Thank you. One last call, anyone else?
Sharon is negative, just B, K to EB.
Copy that, Frank.
Call from E0-32-017-0300.
Okay, well, that's a good start, and we should be able to help them. As soon as I get details out of them tomorrow, I will shoot everyone an email. With that, I'll look for another set of check-ins at this point. This is the Central Ohio Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station is K8RLC. And is there anyone else wishing to check in this evening? Please call.
KE8IQE.
You cut yourself off just a touch on the prefix, but I got the IQE. Can you repeat, please, and give me your name?
Kilo Echo 8, India, Quebec. Echo, Randy Smith.
Very good, Randy. Welcome to the net. Anyone else still needing to check in, please call. Okay, now we look for any coordinators from events that happened this past week since our last in-person meeting. I know of one that we'll get to in a minute. Were there any other events that anyone would like to report on? Please call. Okay, I guess that leads it to the event that I coordinated, the Columbus Marathon. We will go our rounds of discussion of any kind. First, I will start off saying that everyone did an excellent job. I thank you all for being where you needed to be, when you needed to be. We had excellent net coverage. We only had one or two little instances of open mic at the very beginning. We got those cleared up. So it was a very good day from our part, and I think everyone should be very proud of the job they did. Just because of probably a slew of people wanting to make comments, we'll sort of go quadrant on this just so we don't double over each other. Anybody in the Northeast quadrant want to make any comments about events or happenings or suggestions for Columbus Marathon? Please call.
say a few things there, Cal. Kitty 8PHG.
Okay, Richard, very good. You were with the race director, so I'm sure you had lots of good exposure to lots of good things going on. Go ahead.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It was a very good event, a lot of fun for all, I'm sure. And certainly I did get around in the start-finish area, everything from the chutes where everyone lined up before the start and all the way up to corner of High and Long Street, I guess it was. We were quite mobile, and there were multiple times when the race director was exceedingly appreciative of having another stream of data to tap into, and certainly giving him the information on where the tail was, and those few requests that I put in was greatly appreciated, and in a very timely fashion. Break for reset here. I know a couple people were wondering why I ended up only monitoring one frequency when I normally end up monitoring both the 06 and 275. But as it turned out, some of the information that Darris was looking for, I was also looking up real time on the Columbus Marathon app on my phone. He had the names of a couple key pace runners so that he knew where not only the tail was within the course, but we had at least an approximation of where certain pace times were along the course as well. So I was not only juggling the radio, but the real-time data coming in on the app, which was also appreciated, and another way of getting some good information about the course itself. So by the end, Darris, as always, it was exceedingly pleased with the feedback that he was able to get through the ham radio network, and was very appreciative that we were all out there. And it's so supportive of this event. It is an event that is rather unique among marathons in that it gives back to the community so much, primarily towards Nationwide Children's Hospital. And that fact is very much noted among the runners. Runners that are on some of the other events, some of the other marathons, and more than one had come up to Darris to say their appreciation of what Columbus Marathon meant to them as an event. So it's very gratifying to see that, and another whole aspect of this event and how that goes into the greater community and what it is for the community of runners, that is. So with that, I'll remain on net here if anyone has any questions. But with that, I'll hand it back to you, Cal. Kitty 8PHG.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. Did you make a half marathon this year?
Due to a quirk of basically because I was tracking things on the app, I had my phone that was counting my steps in the breast pocket of my vest.
and it was only after about the first 3 hours that I realized that it was grossly undercounting my steps. So I don't know precisely, however, comparing my steps and what time I connected with theirs, he had covered 13.4 miles by the end of the day when he and I separated. So I don't know for sure, but pretty close to a half marathon.
Very good, sir. Okay, we'll continue on with any other comments. Anyone else in the Northeast Quadrant with comments? How about down south, Southeast Quadrant? Okay, how about in the southwest?
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I was away last week, but the marathon went very smooth. Marcel stepped in when we had one person who couldn't make it, but... At a crop walk, but it went very good, and again, this was the 50th anniversary for the overall walk, and fortunately, we did not have the snow that was forecast for the 1 foot of snow for the Bismarck walk, which was one of the original ones. KWP.
Okay, thank you very much, Frank. Jay, NAYMT.
Thanks, Hal. I don't know if you were in the meeting with them when they were doing their major talk around, but they need to figure out some better barricading situation, at least over in my area. We definitely need some barricades over in that area. I had to use 5 vehicles to block streets, and actually I did more than that. I did a couple of them. I had to try to wrangle some other people, and I actually got, a disagreement from somebody that was over there helping out that was like, hey, you need to call and have somebody else deal with this because, you know, we don't get paid to do that, so... I just think that they need to review some of the more major intersecting areas. I know there's a lot of them, but as you know, the few years that I've been dealing with that area over there, it's been pretty hectic, and I need to get some actual physical, probably level 2 barriers if possible. So I just wanted to get that out there. Other than that, everything else went good. So back to you, NAYMT.
Okay, Jay, I know you have a strip of the course there that is very active with cross traffic and stuff, and it's always been an issue down there. That's why I gave you the large Stevens crew to help out with that. Hopefully that did help some, but yes, I will definitely put into my notes to go to the race committee that about barricading on 18th Street. Anyone else with comments? We can go over to the Northwest Quad now.
Can I go further?
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, they helped out. They helped out a lot. They brought both of their vehicles. We had to use 2 of them for one street. Because we only have police coverage at the intersection of... I'm trying to think what that is, Main and 18th, I think, or Broad and 18th. I don't remember what that one is that's just north of me. Between that and then just south, at just before 70 Bridge, there's a traffic light there. So I've got 4 intersections. I had 3 or 4 intersections I had to deal with because the way they've got the water stop and the cliff bars broken up and spaced apart. We did utilize the water stop to actually block one side of the road completely, the crossroads, that mound. I had my truck and one of the water stop people block at mound. Stevens blocked the next alley down the way where everybody tries to get around through, and then I had to use, there was a van there, they had to use his truck, which he wasn't the one that was too happy about, but his truck and another car to block that side, and then the other side, the water stop captain and somebody else had to block that side, so it's definitely quite an ordeal. And back to you, and I'm done. NAYMT.
Okay, Jay, as I said, I will definitely refer that on and see if we can't get that area cleaned up for next year. Any other comments from anyone, please call. This is KDRLC, and this is the Wednesday evening Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net. And then a burst of noise, which may have been a double or something, but try again, one of you.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Victor, W8RV.
W8RV, go ahead, sir.
I was just going to lightly suggest that somebody in our group or the marathon management make sure they have a fire hydrant wrench somewhere in their trunk. That was an interesting episode.
That one was already on my list to make sure that that is available and doing for the people going around. So, thank you for the reminder on that, Ken. You've got a lot of noise or something. Try once more.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike.
I thought it was you, Marcel. You were perfectly clear that time. And first, I will say thank you very much for your long email. There was a lot of good points in there.
You're welcome. For the group, I'd want to highlight just a couple things. I found out a speaker microphone just doesn't work with my old ears, and I really do need a headset. KWG gave me some suggestions on how to use the headset without putting the VOX function at risk, so I will try that. And I also found out with the gear I'm carrying, with the belly I'm carrying, and my age, I'm just no match for some of those athletic sports medicine physicians running off away from the tent to different scenes of collapsed victims. So I need to work on that a little bit or make myself just sit still. For the group, one big suggestion was there was a completely separate net going on, the Red Cross net, and it was through that system that my docs realized there were people collapsing half a mile away this way, a quarter mile away that way, a mile up course that way. It might be good if we could get a liaison between the Red Cross net and the ARES net in future events. This is 88CM.
Okay, Marcel, I will, the microphones and the running are a challenge down in there. As far as the Red Cross net goes, we were monitoring them up at net control at Strawberry Farms, and although we did not have a, quote, liaison with us, then we were monitoring their net. And at the police EOC where NAUTI was stationed, there was a Red Cross representative in there, so they were able to interact, and he was getting that information. We weren't necessarily passing it on to our net if they had it, because there wouldn't be exactly any purpose in it other than maybe you hearing it. For the others in there, it's mainly us passing on to them that there's a runner down someplace. But we will work on improving that interface for next year, particularly for in at the finish line at the medical tent, so they have better coverage and better understanding of what's going on.
That'd be awesome, sir. Thank you very much. I really had a great day, learned a lot, and got some stuff to work on. It's all good. 88CM.
Very good, Marcel. Thank you very much for your help. Once again, this is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is K8RLC. I will now take a last call for check-ins and or if anyone else has any other comments or questions. Please call K8RLC.
W3CAN.
Go ahead, Jim.
One thing that is a little bit specific to the med tents, which is, was kind of a thing this year, and since I had to juggle the radio back to them and send some traffic on it, it became pertinent. But the March radios that are at the med tents are running one of the city's easy channels, but or at least were this year. I have, for the second year straight, been handed that by the medical staff there that were saying, we have absolutely no idea what this is or how to use it. You have radios. You seem to, you should be in charge of this. I would love to understand, too, what that radio is for and how it should or shouldn't be used or what we should be listening for on there, if anything, just as a note for next year, or if it's another piece of equipment that can be saved out of those boxes for the Red Cross with us there, that would be cool, too.
Jim, off the top of your head, do you remember what EZ you were on?
I think we might have been on 3, although I can't remember if we were on 3 then or if I was scanning 3 today a lot. So it was one of those, it was 1 or 3, maybe.
Okay, that makes sense from what, from the pattern that we had or something. That's what I thought they were on 3. Yeah, we will address that and the thing is hopefully, some things are looking up in that area coming up and to be discussed at a later time. Thank you for the comments. Any other comments or anyone else still needing to check in, please call.
RTP with info.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, just a comment on the Red Cross radios. My doc, when I introduced myself, she got a radio and AED out. It sat on the table. I don't think she ever turned it on. She told her assistants there that the ham here was our communicator, and any information they needed to pass on to Red Cross or whatever, just talked to me. And we had a good day. We didn't have any major issues, but it was nice to know that the medical personnel relied on ham radio for information, and I tried to keep them updated on where the lead was and things that were happening. So that's all I have. KD8RTP.
IIB. Go ahead, Kevin. Same thing here. When I got home, Holly reported to me that when she got to the med tent there, they knew she was there, and they looked at their radio. It was Red Cross Mark's radio, and said, we had no idea how to use this. So they turned it off and set it down on the table. So that seems to be a common thing. KD8IIB. So noted, and that will add to our operation plan. Okay, again, anyone else with additional comments, please call. Nothing at this time. Again, I thank everyone who's on the net who helped with Marathon. I really appreciate it. It was a long day for some of us. And went well, though. And with that, we will close this evening's net. And yeah, can't even find that. Anyways, thank you all for participating tonight. Thank you for all your comments and stuff. And we'll return the net to normal amateur use this time. This is KA8RLC, and I'll be clear.
Don't know if you had a chance to count yet, but I got 27 and 39.